It's the big time. It's Whitney Allen. I'm so excited. I didn't think we were going to get you today because you're such a dang big star.
I can't believe that our team would have even thought we would skip you guys.
Yeah,
I apologize.
No, you were about to bail, and we had to go get someone.
Well, we weren't about to bail.
We were not.
They were pulling you. And we
chose to come here.
This is
our decision.
Well, after Jackie threw herself in the path.
I think this is my one and only interview where we outnumber the men.
Yeah.
In the cubicle.
Dana, Jackie, and I have decided we're just taking over the world.
I love it.
Yeah.
We are.
So
who rules the world?
Girls. Well,
yes, sir. And the problem is Dave, Charles, you guys are next on the block. I don't know if Hillary's told you. But it just goes down that
coming.
Way.
It's all coming.
I'm used to it, man. My wife runs my life, and I love it.
Yeah, someone has to.
I get to just sit back and say, where are we going tonight?
It's easier to just accept.
Awesome. Yeah. Can I take a shower now, sweetie?
And she will
no,
demand
you can't.
That.
She said, 15 no, you can't.
Okay, 15 minutes. That's
okay, very nice. Who did I just meet today that wrote, you look good? Who wrote
Ryan Hurd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Why do I keep forgetting?
No, that's all right.
You know why? Because I had a one-hour flight to get here last night, but it took because of the closures.
Did you have to drive?
No, they stuck us on a bus at midnight. And I got here at 5:50 this
Bless
morning.
Bless your heart.
That's
commitment, though.
I didn't
you're
know
here.
My flight was going to get canceled five hours after her.
Well, you're
canceled.
Here.
I'm here.
So,
but that's why I didn't remember Ryan.
Well, you look good.
Oh God, Dave, I love you. Thank you so much. So, what's going on? What are you guys doing at the awards?
Well, we're performing our current single, "You Look Good."
I know that song.
We're
Ryan
excited.
Hurd wrote that.
I
understand. Yeah.
You know what? We actually right before we came here just rehearsed backstage, and we've. You know, obviously it's got horns, so we got a big horn section, but we also got a little surprise. So this is hands down the biggest production we've ever had for an award show performance.
Really?
Hands down. I mean, we've never had this many people on stage.
We've never prepared this long. Yeah. I mean, we've been rehearsing for a few months and working with the ACM TV producers for a few months to make this as big of a moment as we could. So,
can I tell you a secret about big spending things?
What?
Beyonce's Grammys. Remember Beyonce's Grammys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the
Are
chairs?
You going to tell us how much it cost?
I'm going to tell you how much the rehearsal cost.
Oh, God.
The rehearsal, which had to have a soundstage built somewhere else, the rehearsal was $1 million. Right?
Well, we're not really in that ballpark, but.
Who is, though?
I mean, Charles threw in like $250 for this.
Sure.
Yeah.
$50.
Yeah. I said, listen, man. I said, y'all ever heard of Layaway? I'm going to throw a little bit on this. I'll put a little something on it, and
there
I'm going to come back.
That's not every week. $1 million.
$1 million.
Well, she looked like a goddess.
She better have sold at least $1 million worth of music that
next
day.
Happens. Yeah. I think she just shows up. Yeah. Things
amazing.
Happen. So, all right.
Man.
So the
well,
biggest production ever.
That, like Dave said.
No, well, you know what, Dave? When Dave can do a Beyonce and come out like that.
Yeah, I do have a chair that lays all the way back.
Exactly.
And
so you can have
up.
A child.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I wanted a child on stage.
Yes. Yeah.
Giving birth.
Yep, or through the table.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We can use trick photography. It's okay. You don't have to really do it.
Right.
Although, think of sales.
And then Charles comes out.
Your baby looks so much like you. It's like it's unbelievable.
He does.
Right? All of ours, I feel like.
Yeah. We have
we're all like
mini-me's.
This is like sensory overload. We got Chris Stapleton on the screen,
rehearsing,
sound
checking.
There's like some band over there playing. We're doing an interview, and then I'm hearing like
you know
somebody
called,
over the
Charles?
Megaphone.
Multitasking.
I can't do it. I'm a man.
No, men can't do it.
I'm like losing my mind right now.
Do you, when you're
just
eating,
just comfort
you're
me.
A guy.
Rub me.
I've been asked to rub
lower.
Where's
lower.
A therapy dog?
In the front? You want it in the front now?
Anxiety attack.
I have really
anxiety
bad hands.
Attack.
I have really bad
oh,
hands.
Oh, that feels good.
Oh, good. And you look good.
Thank you.
Now, my question to you, as a guy, can you actually eat and watch TV at the same time?
Hell
and actually,
yes.
No, but can the food get to your mouth, or do you have to wait for a break in the action?
I don't
Guys
know.
Guys can't do it. Watch
I've never thought about
football.
That. I always eat, though, in front of the TV. I'm bad about that.
I bet you pause. Watch guys
really
try to
like pause to like make sure
till the play is gone, till the play is done.
Interesting,
right? Or there's a pivotal moment
that's
on the
possible.
TV.
I bet that's true.
I bet it's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I bet you did your research.
Look at that.
Eat away, my friend.
Eat away.
Watch a game.
Yeah, it will happen.
Have a ribeye. It's all good. So all right, we're gonna let you go because Charles already put he's really losing his mind.
He really needs my golden doodle right now to.
I know.
Oh.
I'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
Just like, you know, like, I think as a musician.
Sorry. As a musician, like, you're used to everything.
To his mouth.
You're used to everything being, like, you know, And so we got like something in a different key happened over here and then this, so it's kind of freaking me out.
Welcome to it's a good thing you're not in radio.
That was
because
nobody
listens to you. You have other songs. There's callers. You're queuing something up. It's a rough life I lead.
Well.
I'm sorry. Feel bad for me.
I don't feel bad for you.
I know you shouldn't. I actually do.
You're sitting there wiping your butt with hundreds. I know what you're doing.
I would like to pretend that I don't have a butt, if you don't mind. I need that visual of Whitney doesn't poop. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I barely pee.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
I don't know where we're going from here. Yeah. So I'm sorry.
Right. I'm so glad.
Love you, darling. I'm glad we're here.
I know. Aren't you glad to stop by? No 100%. One else is going to do this.
We'll never regret this.
No,
moment.
Everyone will get thrown in jail if someone else does this sort of interview.
That is true. That is true.
I'm glad you came by.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Do you want to go hibernate now for a little while?
Yeah. All right. I'm about to go drink.
All right, Lady Antebellum, everybody. They do look good. Check them out on the Big Time.